My dear listeners, good evening to you all and welcome to Guru Gedara English program. ආදරණීය දුවේ පුතේ අද ඔබ සම්බන්ධ වන්නේ ඉංග්‍රීසි පාඩම සමගයි. First of all, I would like to go for a song so you will get an idea about today's topic. දුවේ පුතේ මම පළමුව ඔබට ගීතයක් සවන් දීමට සලසනවා. එහි අද පාඩම පිළිබඳව සඳහන් වෙනවා. ගීතයට සවන් දෙන අතර පාඩම කුමක්දයි අනුමාන කර WhatsApp මගින් එවන්න. එහි ජයග්‍රාහකයින් මම ඊළඟ පාඩමේදී ඔබට ඉදිරිපත් කරන්නම්.
The prefix is the beginning. The suffix is the end. The prefix is the beginning. Let's think about a prefix then. A prefix. If you say the word happy, then add an un. You get unhappy. That's what you've done. Oh, no. And this is a prefix. It's kind of fun. Add it to the sign. Now look what you've done. If you say the word zip, then add an un. You get unzipped. Now look what you've done. And this is a prefix. It's kind of fun. Add it to the sign. Now look what you've done. If you say the word real, then add an un. You get unreal. That's what you've done. Yeah. And this
I think you got an idea about today's topic. It's affixes. Simply, an affix is a grammatical element which we use to make a derived meaning or to inflect the meaning of a word. Here, we use a morpheme to connect with the root word to create a new word. දුවේ පුතේ අද ඔබේ පාඩම affixes. පැහැදිලිව ලියා ගන්න. A, double F, I, X, E, S. Affixes. අපි ඉංග්‍රීසි භාෂාවේ පදයක අර්ථය වෙනස් කිරීමට හෝ එහි අර්ථය උලුප්පා දැක්වීම සඳහා භාවිතා කරනවා. In English, mainly we have three types of affixes. They are prefixes, suffixes, and infixes. First, let's learn about prefixes. Usually, a prefix is a morpheme that connects to the beginning of a root word or a phrase and change the meaning of that root word or the phrase. දුවේ පුතේ අපේ prefixes ලෙස හඳුන්වන්නේ පදයක ආරම්භයට morpheme එකක් එහෙම නැත්නම් පදානුවක් එකතු වීමෙන් මුල් පදයේ අර්ථය වෙනස් වෙනම් එම මුලට එකතු වන morpheme එක prefix ලෙස හඳුන්වනවා. I'll give you some examples. There are many prefixes in English language. I'll give you some important prefixes to you. Okay, children, I'm going to give you the list of prefixes. They are very important in English language. Here you can identify how words get different meanings after a prefix. Okay, children, take down these examples. දුවේ පුතේ මේ උදාහරණ ලියා ගන්න. First one, un, U-N, un. Plus, real, real, R-E-A-L. තියපුතේ අන් කියන ප්‍රිෆික්ස් එක රියල් කියන පදයත් සමග එකතු වුණාම අපට හම්බ වෙනවා unreal කියන වචනය. මේ ආකාරයෙන් උදාහරණ ලියා ගන්න. In 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 plus definite de f i n i t e we get the word indefinite i n d e f i n i t e indefinite. Next one, I am plus possible p o double s I B L E possible. We get the word impossible. I M P O double S I B L E impossible. Next one, I L plus legal. L E G A L legal. We get the word illegal. I L L E G A L illegal. Next one, tree P R E plus school S C H double O L school. We get the word preschool P R E S C H double O L preschool. SUB sub plus way WAY. We get the word subway subway SUB WAY subway. Next one, DIS 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 plus advantage ADVANTAGE advantage. We get the word disadvantage D I S A D V A N T A G E disadvantage. Miss M I S miss plus fortune F O R T U N E fortune. We get the word misfortune M I S F O R T U N E misfortune. Next one, none N O N none plus stick S T I C K stick. We get the word non stick N-O-N-S-T-I-C-K, non-stick, R-E, re, plus arrange, A-R-R-A-N-G-E, arrange. We get the word rearrange, R-E-A-R-R-A-N-G-E, rearrange. ද්වේපුතේ මේ ආකාරයෙන් ප්‍රිෆික්සස් භාවිතයේදී එම එක් එක් ප්‍රිෆික්සස් සඳහා වූ නිශ්චිත අදහසක් තිබෙනවා. එයින් යම් කිසි පදයක අර්ථය ඒ ආකාරයට වෙනස් වෙනවා. උදාහරණයක් ලෙස dis dis ප්‍රිෆික්ස් එක ගත්තාම dis කියන මෝෆීම් එකෙන් විරුද්ධ කියන අදහස ලබා දෙනවා. Advantage කියන පදයට dis කියන මෝෆීම් එක එකතු වුණාම ආරම්භයට disadvantage ලෙස එහි විරුද්ධාර්ථය ලබා දෙනවා. මේ ආකාරයෙන් in එහෙම නැත්නම් im prefix එකෙන් නැත අර්ථය ලබා දෙනවා. Inter 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 යන prefix එකෙන් other මැද යන අදහස ලබා දෙනවා. උදාහරණයක් විදිහට inter school antar pasal mid mid යන prefix එක මගින් මැද යන අදහස ලබා දෙනවා. උදාහරණයක් ලෙස mid-ear test. Mid-ear test. Parsham meda parikshane. MIS, miss. Kiyana. Prefix again. Veradi. Yana adahasa labadeno. උදාහරණයක් විදිහට misguide නොමග යවනවා misguide pre pre prefix එකෙන් කලින් මුලින් කියන අදහස ලබා දෙනවා re re prefix එකෙන් නැවතත් යන අදහස ලබා දෙනවා sub 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 prefix එකෙන් යට කියන අදහස ලබා දෙනවා UN, UN, prefix එකෙන් නැත අර්ථය ලබා දෙනවා. උදාහරණයක් විදිහට want, අවශ්‍ය, UN, prefix එක එකතු වුණාම unwant, අනවශ්‍ය ලෙස පදේ අර්ථය වෙනස් වෙනවා. Okay children, now let's move to an activity. First, I'll tell you some prefixes, then you can match them with the most suitable root word. දුවේ පුතේ අපි දැන් අභ්‍යාසයකට යොමු වෙමු. මම පළමුව ඔබට ප්‍රිෆික්සස් ලයිස්තුවක් ලබා දෙනවා. එය ලියාගෙන ඒවාට වඩා ගැළපෙන පදයට එම ප්‍රිෆික්සස් සම්බන්ධ කරන්න. First one dis d i s dis. Second one i l ill. I m i r M-I-S, miss. U-N, un. I-N, in. ඔබ ලියාගත් prefixes ඒවාට ගැළපෙන වඩාත් සුදුසු පදයට සම්බන්ධ කරන්න. First one, correct. C-O-R-R-E-C-T, correct. Second one, like. L-I-K-E, like. Third one, regular, R-E-G-U-L-A-R, regular. Fourth one, legal, L-E-G-A-L, legal. Number five, possible, P-O-S-S-I-B-L-E. Possible. Number six, guide, G-U-I-D-E, guide. Number seven, lucky, L-U-C-K-Y, lucky. Then over, ලියාගත් පද මම දී මම කලින් ඔබට ලබා දුන්නු ප්‍රිෆික්සස් සමග සම්බන්ධ කර වඩා අර්ථාන්විත වචන සාදන්න. Okay children, now I am going to give you the answers. Correct, incorrect, බවට පත් වෙනවා. Like, dislike. Regular, irregular, legal, illegal, possible, impossible, guide, misguide, last one. Lucky, unlucky බවට පත් වෙනවා. Okay children, now it's time for us to learn about suffixes. First of all, we need to know what is a suffix. A suffix is a morpheme which we connect to the end of a word to change its meaning. දුවේ පුතේ, අපි දැන් suffixes ගැන ඉගෙන ගමු. Suffix එකක් ලෙස අපි හඳුන්වන්නේ පදයක අවසානයට එකතු කරන මෝෆීම්. Suffixes වර්ග කීපයක් අපට හම්බ වෙනවා. ඒවා ප්‍රධාන ලෙස noun suffixes. Adjective suffixes, adverb suffixes, හා verb suffixes ලෙස වෙන් කරන්න පුළුවන්. Write down the subtopic suffixes. දුවේ පුතේ ලියා ගන්න මාතෘකාව suffixes. 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 Noun suffixes are morphemes which are connected to the end of a root word to make nouns. දුවේ පුතේ noun suffixes අපි භාවිතා කරනවා නාම පද සෑදීම සඳහා බොහෝ විට ක්‍රියාපදයක අවසානයට මෙම noun suffixes සම්බන්ධ වෙනවා. Okay children, now I am going to give you some examples for noun suffixes. You can write down them clearly. First one, T-I-O-N. It connects with the word register. Then it becomes registration. Register, R-E-G-I-S-T-E-R. It becomes registration. R-E-G-I-S-T-R-A-T-I-O-N. Registration. Next one, I-T-Y. It connects with word real. It becomes reality. R-E-A-L-I-T-Y. Reality. Next one, E-R. It connects with the word manage. It becomes manager. M-A-N-A-G-E-R. Manager. Next one, N-E-S-S. Nurse. It connects with the word kind. K-I-N-D. It becomes kindness. K-I-N-D-N-E-S-S. Kindness. Next one, I-T-Y. Next one, M-E-N-T. It connects with manage. It becomes management. M-A-N-A-G-E. M-E-N-T, management. O-R, it connects with translate. T-R-A-N-S-L-A-T-E, translate. It becomes translator. T-R-A-N-S-L-A-T-O-R. Translator. IST. It connects with the word science. It becomes scientist. S-C-I-E-N-T-I-S-T. Scientist. Next one. A-L. It connects with the verb survive. S-U-R-V-I-V-E. Survive. It becomes the word survival. S-U-R-V-I-V-A-L. Survival. දෙත්තේ මේ ආකාරයට noun suffixes භාවිතයෙන් අපට නාම පද සාදා ගන්න පුළුවන්. Next we have adjective suffixes. දුවේ පුතේ මෙම suffixes එහෙම නැත්නම් පදයක අවසානයට එකතු වෙන මෙම morphemes. Adjective suffixes ලෙස හඳුන්වනවා. මෙමගින් නාම විශේෂණ සෑදෙනවා. First one, AL. P-A-L. It connects with the word person, P-E-R-S-O-N, person. It becomes personal, P-E-R-S-O-N-A-L, personal, Pudgalika. Next one, A-B-L-E, A-B-L-E. It connects with the word discover, discover, D-I-S-C-O-V-E-R, discover. It becomes discoverable, discoverable, D-I-S-C-O-V-E-R-A-B-L-E, discoverable. Next one, F-U-L, F-U-L. It connects with the word beauty, B-E-A-U-T-Y, beauty. It becomes beautiful, B-E-A-U-T-I-F-U-L, beautiful. Next one, I-V-E. It connects with the word create, C-R-E-A-T-E. It becomes creative, C-R-E-A-T-I-V-E, creative. Nirmanashili. Next one, L-E-S-S, less. It connects with the word pain, P-A-I-N, pain. It becomes painless, P-A-I-N-L-E-S-S, painless. Vedana rahita, Vedana vaknati. I-S-H. It connects with the word Britain. It becomes British. B-R-I-T-I-S-H. British. අපි මීළඟට ඉගෙන ගන්නේ verb suffixes හා adverb suffixes ගැනයි. In English language, we have two verb suffixes. We use them to make different forms of the verb, such as past tense, past participle form, and also present participle form. දුවේ පුතේ මෙම suffixes භාවිතයෙන් අපි ක්‍රියාපදයේ විවිධාකාර සාදාගනු ලබනවා. As examples, we use ed with the word dance. It becomes danced. EN, bright. It connects with the word bright. It becomes brighten. ING, we can use with the verb eat. It becomes eating. මේ ආකාරයෙන් මෙම suffixes භාවිතයෙන් ක්‍රියාපදවල විවිධ ආකාර සාදා ගන්න පුළුවන්. And also in English language, basically we have two types of adverb suffixes. They are ly and also ily. We use them to make adverbs. We connect the suffix ly with the word kind, then we can make the adverb kindly. We can connect the suffix ily with the adjective happy, then we can make the adverb happily. Likewise, we can make adverbs by using these suffixes after an adjective. Okay, children, let's move to an activity. I'm going to read you a list of words. You can circle the words which have used a suffix end of the root word. දුවේ පුතේ මම අපි දැන් ක්‍රියාකාරකම්කට යොමු වෙමු. මම ඔබට වචන ලයිස්තුවක් ලබා දෙනවා. එහි සෆික්සස් භාවිතා කර ඇති වචන රවුම් කරන්න. පළමු පේළිය අංක 1 යටතේ ලියා ගන්න. First one, roof, ROOF. Land, LAND. Roofing, ROOFING. Tevini Pedia, second one. Celebrate. 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 Cheer. CHEER. Celebration. 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 Third line. Too many failure. Artist. 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 Art. 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 Arrow. 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 Fourth line. Smart. 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 Support. 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 Supportive. 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 Fifth line. Pasuni Pelia. Big. 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 Bigger. 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 Large. 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 Sixth line. Move. 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 Movement. 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 Go. 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 Seventh line. Absent. 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 Absence. 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 Abort. 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 Eighth line. Atavini Pelia. Follow. 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 Follower. 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 Fail. 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 Ninth line. Response. RESPONCE. Response. Responsible. 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 Record. 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 Number 10. Love. love, love, lovely, lovely, loving, loving, loving. Okay, children, now you can do the activity while listening to this song. Duwe pute, mema geethayata sawan denna gaman kriyaakarakame yedenna.
Prefixes and suffixes, yeah, 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 yeah. Prefixes and suffixes, yeah, 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 yeah. Prefixes added at the start of a word, a suffix is added at the end. A prefix and suffix makes a brand new word, a brand new word, a brand new word. Prefixes and suffixes, yeah, 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 yeah. Prefixes and suffixes, yeah, 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 yeah. Full means lots of, less means none. Helpful, lots of helping, helpless. No helping, fearful. Lots of fear, fearless. No fear, painless. That doesn't hurt, painful. Ah! Harmless. Stop worrying, harmful. Oh no! Prefixes and suffixes. Yeah, 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 yeah. Prefixes and suffixes. Yeah, 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 yeah. Prefixes added at the start of a word, a suffix is added at the end. A prefix and suffix makes a brand new word, a brand new word, a brand new word. Prefixes and suffixes, yeah, 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 yeah. Prefixes and suffixes, yeah, 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 yeah. Un means not or the opposite. Dis means not or the opposite. Happy, everything is great. Unhappy, whoa, whoa, whoa. Helpful, how very kind. Unhelpful, how very mean. Please, I'm over the moon. Displeased, I'm so upset. Approve, it's very, very good. Disapprove, it's absolutely rubbish.
Prefixes and suffixes, yeah, 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 yeah. Prefixes and suffixes, yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, children, you listen to a nice song. Now I'm going to give you the answers. First line, roof, land, roofing. The answer is roofing. Second line, celebrate, cheer, celebration. The answer is celebration. Artist, art, arrow. Answer is artist. Number four, smart, support, supportive. Here the answer is supportive. Next one, big, bigger, large. Here the answer is bigger. Next, move, movement, go. Here the answer is movement. Number seven, absent, absence, abort. Here the answer is absence. Follow, follower, fail. Here the answer is follower. Response, responsible, record. Here the answer is responsible. Last one, love, lovely, lovey. Here we have two answers, lovely
and loving.
Now we have come to the last part of the lesson. In suffixes, we have another type of suffix, infixes. Diyapute, mema infixes, padayaka medata ekathu vela, ehi arthaya wenas karanu labanawa. Mema infixes, ingrisi bhashave, ita sulu wasen, obata hamba wenawa. Udaharanayak vidihata, mother-in-law කියන වචනයට mothers in law විදියට බහුවචනේ සෑදෙනවා මේ ආකාරයට පදයක මැදට morpheme එකක් එහෙම නැත්නම් පදානුවක් එකතු වීමෙන් එහි අර්ථය සෑදෙනවා.
All right children, we come to the end of today's lesson. I like to remind something special. It's about the answers that you send us via WhatsApp. We are really happy about your enthusiasm for listening to radio lessons. You can not only improve your subject knowledge, but also you can improve your listening ability too. To end today's program, as usual, I am going to present today's thought. Reap what you sow. Reap what you sow. ඔබ වපුරන දේ අස්වන්න ලෙස ලබා ගත හැකිය. ඔබ වපුරන දේ අස්වන්න ලෙස ලබා ගත හැකිය. ඉතින් දුවේ පුතේ, අද ඔබ කරන දේවල් වල ප්‍රතිඵල ඔබට ඉදිරියේදී භුක්ති විඳීමට සිදුවේ. ඒ නිසා යහපත් දේ සිදු කරන්න.